Vinyl Bins here with another audio podcast. Just got back from a weekend away in Auckland City for Easter, and that was pretty fun. Well, that's not entirely the truth, but I'm back now, and just on a long drive back, driving down the North Island of New Zealand, in the middle of what we locally like to call a weather bomb. That's where Mother Nature just pulls a pin on a big old grenade of wind and hail, sleet, snow, and atmospheric craziness, and then just watches us all run for cover. That was what I was driving through for about 14 hours. You know, I don't know if you've experienced this, where you're in the middle of a very high-stress sort of situation, and, you know, there's a lot going on. You need to be very, very focused. But when you need to maintain that focus for 14 or 15 hours, your mind does tend to wander every now and again. The improvisation. And they go, you go out and you just make it up. You're so lazy that you just struggle to, you can't even be bothered going out with a plan. So you go and you ask the audience what they want. And they don't know what they want, so they just shout out the first word that they can think of. And you make up a fantastic or otherwise storyline from that. Now, most of the people that I know are, you know, there are a range of different skill levels, and it's a, you know, it's a powerful skill to have. I myself, I've never really gone for the improv, but I watch it every now and again, and when it's done well, it's fantastic, and just like many things, when it's not done well, it's not fantastic. Now, that's all right. Fighting to stay on the road, being blown by 114 kilometer an hour, struggling for my very survival, I got to thinking, what am I surviving for? What are the things that I want? Improv is maybe one of them. Well, maybe not. I mean, it's all right, you know. But one of the specific niches within improv is the improvised song. And I decided not to think about that very much, because as soon as I did, I started actually just, screw it, what the hell, I'll just take my hands off the wheel, let throw me where they want. Because the improvised song, it's a dead end. What it is, you know, a group of people standing in line. And like with improv, there's just variables. That's the way that the art form is. Normally, there's just one or two variables. But I think the thing is, the improvised song is just too many variables. You know, you don't know what the song is going to be about. You don't know what the melody is going to be. You don't know what the rhythm is. You don't know where it's going. And to compound it all, you have to stand in a line and kind of just, you don't get to act or anything, you just have to be there waiting for your turn to vainly grasp melodies, ideas, storylines, rhyming couplets out of the air in front of a crowd of people who are increasingly discontent. Now, I'm sure it can be done well. In fact, I've seen it done very well. To be honest with you, even when it's done really, really well, it's still just okay. Now, I know I have pretty high standards, and not everybody is nitpicky as I am, but that's just what I thought. So if you're driving down some highway somewhere, dealing with some dangerous driving situations, I just say, don't think about improvised songs, because they'll make you just want to drive into a ravine. I'm Vinyl Burns, hope you've enjoyed this, and stay tuned for more action-packed, 100-mile-an-hour podcasts.